The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
It's Wednesday morning, and you know what that means.
Time for The Talk and AEW.
Heck yes.
Time for The Talk and AEW.
Hello.
And let's see, who's here? I forgot who's
here. We're here.
Jesse's here. Melanie's here. She goes home tomorrow, so this is her last day on broadcast FM.
For now.
And on
for
the now. Phone, on the phone is Darlene.
Hi, Mom. Hello.
Who should be back in the studio next week.
Yes.
So, little programming note. December 23rd, 2 to 4 p.m., will be the Christmas Spectacular. All your favorite Christmas tunes, all your favorite Christmas tunes to wrap presents by, and we will be live this year. So tune in 2 to 4 p.m. December 23rd live here on WTBR-FM for the Christmas Spectacular.
Oh, holy crap.
This is awesome.
Nice. Cool.
Yep.
We get a complete Christmas spectacular. Ooh.
Complete. Something complete. Something dark side. Or reverse that.
Something
anyway,
dark side.
We chose the topic at the last minute.
Sorry, guys.
We kind of a cool topic. We're going to talk about essential oils today.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool.
For those who don't know what that is.
Yes.
Thousands of years have progressed. These oils have been in existence since we're very close to Christmas. What were the three gifts that the Magi gave to the newborn king?
Frankincense, myrrh, and I forgot the last one.
Gold.
Gold, okay.
Gold, frankincense,
and myrrh. Yes.
And frankincense and myrrh are still in existence today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Yep.
They are essential oils.
Yes.
Now, I can't promote this and said because it's not FDA regulated that these things actually cure or work or whatever. But with that being said, there's a lot of testimonials that have been people that have been using this. And if we go back to the bubonic plague.
Yes.
Well, let's go by how they were discovered.
Well, go ahead.
Some guy was playing with fire somewhere and doing something with fire. Mm-hmm. He got burned and he stuck his arm in a vat of lavender.
Oh, wow.
And it cooled off his burn and it healed his arm.
Nice.
In the days of the bubonic plague, they would burn lavender and sage. They found out that the people that were around that when the smoke went up and when they were burning it, were less likely to catch the plague.
Oh, because it cleansed the air around them. Yeah.
Because it cleansed the air around them.
I mean, it's been proven that sage changes the ions in the air.
Oh, well, wow.
We're not going to get that technical.
but that's actually pretty cool. I did not know that.
We're going to talk about aromatherapy. And my wife is very good in talking about this because she, of all people, uses these things the most.
Yeah, because, mom does.
Because of her arthritis.
Exactly.
So
I also wear a pendant that happens to have, I hope I'm saying the right one, Li Lang?
Yang Lang.
Am I right?
Yang Lang.
Okay.
But right. there's a go ahead.
That's in my diffuser that I wear in my wrist, and it keeps my anxiety down.
And that's what we're getting at. A lot of these oils, people are using these stuff. I'm a certified aromatherapist. I got this during the summer.
Yeah.
And a lot of people use it for anxiety. They use it for depression.
Anxiety.
Because it really does help. And if you don't have to believe me, just go on Facebook page. Go on Facebook. There's a lot of aromatherapy and essential oils pages on Facebook. And they all say the same thing. You can read them. You know, people that have these and diffuse them. And what diffusing is you get this little machine. You can get them off Amazon fairly cheaply.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can get the oils fairly cheaply.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's beautiful.
Go ahead.
It's beautiful. The ones that we have, the three that are in the house, all three of them have beautiful colors that change as the water diffuses and with the oil through it, and it's so pretty. They're actually beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have to be like the generic wood or anything like that. I have one and it's plastic. It works.
And it's really not just for diffusing anymore.
No.
I mean, you know, you start out, you buy the diffuser, which is, like I said, fairly cheaper on Amazon.
Yeah.
And you can buy some oils. In fact, if you can buy one that gives you a set of oils to come with it so you can try these things out. And you just put a few drops with some distilled water, which you can get anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, any grocery store, you can get
grocery store sells it in the water section.
Distilled water. And you diffuse it in the air. And it helps. And it relieves anxiety.
It's better than the distilled water is better than the tap water because there's so many chemicals in the tap water that can destroy the diffuser.
Right.
Exactly.
And so the idea is that now we have them.
You okay over there?
Now we have them. You can do it not only diffusing it, but you can make. We have at home pain cream that's made out of goat's milk and essential oils.
Yeah.
And
oh God, yeah.
The idea behind essential oils is if you take Tylenol or Motrin or that, it works in the bloodstream.
Yeah.
Essential oils work at the cellular level. So once it absorbs into the skin, it gets into your cells.
Yeah.
Yep.
But just to give a warning to everybody, do your research before you buy, because there are companies out there that promote essential oils, but you find out they're actually a pyramid scheme. I won't name names, but just do your research.
Yeah, there's one company.
Yeah.
Won't name names.
There's
center. Oh, these will help cure whatever the heck, you know.
Well, they all put disclaimers on. This is not a cure all. These are not
cures. This one company claimed it was a cure all.
It's not regulated by the FDA.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So we can't claim it's a cure all, but it's homeopathic medicine.
Exactly.
And I've talked to a few doctors. My wife's talked to a few doctors.
Yeah.
Who actually said, do what you're doing. This stuff is working. This stuff does work. And there's a lot of testimonials out there that this stuff does work. And
yeah, it was her rheumatologist that went in and actually recommended that we keep going with it and using it.
Right. And we'll get right from the horse's mouth. Darlene, what have your doctors said about the essential oils every time you've mentioned it to your doctors?
Well, actually, Eastern Rani told me that to go ahead and continue doing it because it seems to be helping in between the shots that I receive for it. I mean, my arthritis is osteoarthritis, and it's very, very painful, and I have to have certain medications to be injected, but I mean, also with the pain, the pain cream that I use, which helps tremendously, and it happens to have the essential oils in it. I don't go ahead and try not to take anything else except that. And it works. I mean, you can pretty much, you're in pain. I came home from doing the extensive grocery shopping this past weekend. Came home, I put the cream on my leg, and within a matter of maybe 20 minutes, the pain suddenly let the leg actually rest. I mean, I actually was able to not be standing there wanting to grab my leg and start complaining that I was in pain. It actually felt better.
And the basic oil, if you want to start, lavender is quote-unquote a cure-all. Yeah. You can use lavender for anything.
Yeah, I've noticed it helping out with a lot of horrible rash that I had on my arm from the dry skin. Because Jessica can tell you, I have lizard skin, as you call it.
Yeah, I mean, you go ahead and you give Citizen Josh's bearded dragon a run for his money on the dry skin there, Mom.
Yeah, I use my bar soap and everything, so when I am relaxing, I soak in a nice warm tub and I can actually feel the softness.
Which brings me to the next thing. You can use these, I mean, it's just not for diffusing anymore.
No.
Okay, I've made roll-ons for, in fact, I've been helping Melanie. She had made her a roll-on for her sleep that she's been taking while she was with us.
Yeah, it smells very good, honestly. I just sometimes I have a hard time falling asleep, and I put the stuff on, and also I put my sleep lotion on, and I'm out as, like, light.
We have.
I know, and you have very hard time trying to get to sleep.
Yeah, and my lotion, it has essential oils in it. It's lavender chamomile.
We have everything. We have soap. Jessica has peaches and cream.
Yes,
I have sandalwood.
Really
I have sandalwood. I have sandalwood and
sandalwood and rose.
Nice.
Thank you. And you know, I mean, we're doing pretty well. We're using, you know, the creams, and the only thing that we don't have is something for the hair.
Well,
and the other thing is, I make essential oil bathroom spray.
Yes, he does.
Because what I found out is
the actual aerosols affect Luke's breathing.
Yes, because we have a bird, and where our bird sits is pretty close to the bathroom, and we found out that the aerosol sprays that you buy from the store affects, they're very sensitive to them.
Yeah.
But they're not sensitive to essential oils. So I make essential oil bathroom spray.
Yeah.
So after you go do your business, you squirt the stuff in there. And this week's
shake it up real good.
This week's choice is cedar, I think.
Yeah, it is cedar.
Didn't you make a safe, friendly bug spray as well?
Yeah, you can even. She brings up a good point. I made over the summer a Citronella bug repellent. So my wife went out to wrap with her friends during the summer. She was the only one not getting bit.
Yeah.
Instead, the markup on these things in the stores are ridiculous. You can make your own stuff. Citronella oil is really pretty much all it is. And we have, I mean, at home we have perfumes, colognes, we have lotions.
Yep.
You know,
the whole nine yards.
Body soap.
Body soaps.
We've gone
all essential oil now.
My deodorant, I found out actually the commercial deodorant was causing me to have really, really bad hives in my armpits. Went ahead, got the essential oil one with the aluminum free, and I have been itching, so we've deduced to the fact that, if you're getting a really bad itch, it might be the aluminum in your, deodorant. So look for aluminum-free. At least for me it was. At least for me it was. And actually, the one with the essential oils seemed to last a lot longer, and it just works better than a commercial.
And that's just the meanest coming out.
And the fact that we have a cat and he sleeps right next to the diffuser.
Yeah.
We can't really run our diffuser while he's around because cats are sensitive
to certain oils
and yeah. can actually be toxic to them.
Same with dogs. You want to do your research before you dive into it. Just keep your house pet friendly if you have any small little critters running around.
Yeah.
Like a bunny or a cat or a dog.
Or however, yeah. They recommend, you know, don't do it in small areas.
All right, just so you know, darling, you may want to turn the scanner down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can kind of hear.
Oh, sorry.
We can kind of hear that in here.
Sorry about that, guys.
In lieu of running the diffuser, I've gotten into with a push from the family.
Yes.
Candle making.
Woo-hoo.
Essential oil candles.
Yes.
Yes.
I ordered a bunch of them, and then we're going to start making some. But it kind of works kind of like the diffuser.
Yeah.
There's different scents.
And exactly.
Candle oils, candle making, I haven't really done it, but Darlene's done it, and she says it's kind of really easy to make candles.
It is. I've done it before, and my one aunt had asked me for a Vicks VapoRub candle. Oh, my gosh. I felt like I was getting loopy off that, you know, use polite terms for the show. It was insane. I'm like... And my roommate at the time's like, Mel, you okay? I'm like, dude, I think I'm getting high off this.
because certain
that they will rub.
Yeah, the certain oils and stuff that went into it, I think.
The menthol.
The camp fear, which we got at home. Yeah, we have 100 oils at home. We got camp fear. We actually made a cough roll-on, kind of smells like Vicks VapoRub.
Yeah, and actually that really helped and actually killed my seasonal cough.
Yeah, you can make different roll-ons.
At least I believe it did, but it did.
You can make different roll-ons, Pinterest, Facebook.
Yeah.
You can look them up on here, and it has all kinds of recipes. Yeah, I have a book that's about yay thick that keeps getting thicker every day because I put more...
Discoveries
in there, more recipes in there.
I mean, I gave you a recipe about,
He thinks he's a chef.
I mean, I gave you a recipe about a rabbit cage cleaner spray. A small animal cage cleaner spray that somebody came up with.
Which is really just a general cleaning spray.
Which is general cleaning spray, that you but can it works
use,
well.
That you can use in your rabbit cage, and I guess it
works really well. It killed the the smells that were in there. I had a slight tinkle smell because, you know, he's not done, so he has a slight tinky smell. And a different kind of smell. I think it was like a little bit of mold that I had to clean up. And the spray actually went ahead and killed that, and it didn't have.
Nice.
It didn't have any smell to it. All you smelt was spray.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually broke down the urine fast and everything else. It basically just turned the cage like brand new.
Yeah, this is a multi-billion dollar hobby.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a lot of things. There's inhalers.
Yes.
We have inhalers at the house.
My necklace that I have on is
personal diffusers. Like Jessie's got her personal diffuser, where you just put you open that up, you put a few drops of whatever essential oil.
I have lavender right now.
you want and put them in there. Darlene at home, she has a bracelet.
Yes.
That you just put a few drops of essential oil in, and she can just go around and sniff that. And my little personal diffuser. But there's inhalers you can make.
Yeah.
You can make bath bombs. I haven't. Yep. That's the only thing I haven't done with this yet, because I'm just getting into the candle making part.
Yeah. If you let me know, because you know I will definitely want to buy into that.
But you can make essential oil bath bombs.
Yep.
And you can go to Amazon. You can oil the. You can order even the molds. And there's a list of ingredients that you get to add essential oils and make bath bombs. So it's the only thing I haven't started yet.
Well, you would have your first customer over here and I would be willing to go ahead and have bath bombs.
I'm into the candle making right now. We'll get once we figure that out, then we'll figure out the bath bombs.
Yes.
Then it'll be the whole, run the whole gambit. But like Darlene says, that, well.
What?
As your grandfather used to say, Pete Tenderwood, your dad used to say, don't put the cart before the horse.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I actually wanted to do the bath bombs for the candle making, but with the way that Theo just kind of sits near the diffuser all day long.
Yeah.
I know cats sleep 18 hours a day, but not all in one sitting.
Well, he does
barely. He's just going to China. He's afraid mother is leaving him.
But you're not, though.
I know, but he's a sleepy kitty.
He's still there after you go in your room. He's still there. So
he likes that. He likes that armrest. To him, it's the greatest thing in the world right now.
This is really easy to get into. You don't have to get as extravagant as I've gotten since the summer. I'm surprised my wife hasn't kicked me out of the house and said go live somewhere else because last night we rearranged shelves. In the house, so I actually have a shelf for all the candle making stuff that's going to be happening.
Just to accommodate it.
Just to accommodate my candle making. And we got like five boxes.
That truth, if you ever question, do you really love me? Take a look at the shelf.
And we've got like five boxes of candles.
Yeah.
Before that were already pre-done.
Because I was gifted two candles by our wonderful guest here. Thank you, Mel.
Not a problem, man.
Beautiful, beautiful smelling one. One is rose and one is called pink sugar.
Yeah, and she gave me more oils to add to the
yes,
to the 1,000 oils I have now.
Oh, wait, yes. I did it wrong.
And 8 million candles you got for Christmas from me.
Then the trend started. It's funny. It's like, Melanie has ESP or something because she started with the candles at the same time that I was ordering candles.
Yes.
So for the whole week, the candles were coming in. Now I got five boxes of candles at the house.
Yes.
Before I can even start my own candle making stuff.
I mean, I am a witch, so candles is a huge thing in my own personal spiritual path.
Exactly.
So, I mean, this is, like I said, this is really easy to get into. It, you know, you don't have to get extravagant and start candle making and making roll-ons and making sprays, but you'll find out once you start diffusing this stuff.
It's also used in massage spas too.
Yep.
Right, spas use this stuff. Yoga uses
uses the diffusers oil, for candles. Meditation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the candles.
And it really helps. It really helps a lot for people that have anxiety and depression. And there's a shop. I'm not going to name it, but there's a shop we go to on Etsy who actually makes mental health blends.
Yes.
And depression blends and anxiety blends and sleep blends and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it saves me the trouble doing it. And you just pop them into your diffuser.
Well, you could always turn around and tell someone if they're wanting off the radio for a personal thing, they could go ahead and, you know, ask, you know, you can have your email and tell them that's where they can get a hold of you. How about that?
Hey, yeah, there's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a recommendation.
If you want any recommendations or want to know how to start things, we can talk more about this off air, wwepeter@gmail.com.
There you go.
Or you can find me on Facebook.
Exactly.
And then we can talk about it more than we can on air. I can give you a few recommendations, a few shops to go to.
Exactly.
But, once you get into this, this is really cool. And then I actually took courses and became a certified aromatherapist.
Yes.
I can have clients. I can sell stuff.
Nice.
But you don't have to be a certified aromatherapist to do this because it's not FDA regulated.
No, it's not.
This is the one thing that the FDA hasn't touched. And these oils have been around for thousands and thousands of years. the Egyptians, the Romans were all using these for healing purposes. Yes. They were using them for medicine.
Yep.
They were, you know, so this stuff has been tested, tried, and true for thousands of years.
There's also,
you know, even go back to the Bible, like when we opened this show with that, two of the gifts that the Magi had gave the newborn king were myrrh and frankincense. And they're still around today. I have bottles of myrrh and frankincense and essential oil at the house. In fact, in my diffuser, if this was smell-o-vision, I have actually frankincense in the diffuser, in my personal diffuser.
Yeah. And also on top of that, there's a lot of people that, you know, are pagans, and they also go ahead and use it for, hello, my fellow pagan here. Sit there, and they also use them for house cleansing. They use them in their spell work. It helps.
Yep.
It helps them out.
Well, tell us about the white sage, somebody.
White sage is, 'cause
that's what you use to cleanse.
Yeah, for house cleansing.
For house cleansing. Yep. Apparently, clary sage from our house. We got like 3 minutes.
Yeah, I know. White sage, clary sage. It helps relieve the negativity in the air. Whatever negative energy is in your house, and we decided to put it in the diffuser and to use it for that purpose. It goes all the way back to the Native Americans burning sage leaves to go ahead and to cleanse or smudge the house to get rid of the these negative energies.
Entities,
etc., etc. And we were using it in our house, you know, and we wanted to go ahead and do that. And there was actually, what, a knock on
What happened was, I thought somebody was banging on our back door. We ran some clary sage in the diffuser.
Yeah.
And we thought somebody was banging on the back door. So I go open up the back door. Ain't nobody there. We have a window by our back door, and we had the blinds down.
Yeah.
And the blinds were ajar. And nobody's been at that back door for hours.
No. Mm-hmm.
So whatever was in there wanted out of there.
Yeah.
Quickly. And mind you, where we live, we're right across the street from a cemetery.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on the Wacona Street side of Pittsfield? Do you know where the cemetery is?
Yeah.
And we're not too far from that.
No. Also on top of that, it's a great alternative if people don't want to go ahead and smudge the house because their smoke detectors, you know, want to go ahead and be a little iffy about it, because trust me, the sage leaves put out a lot of smoke. You can go ahead and try diffuser, sage essential oil candle, light it, does the same thing. You can go through your house, have the scent go ahead and clear the house and cleanse the house, and there you go. You can do it that way. I mean,
and like Darlene said, with her arthritis and everything, she lives on this essential oil paint cream.
Yeah,
and she's actually stopped taking a drug that's a pain relief drug to take the pain cream, and the pain cream works better than the...
The pain cream assesses pain a lot better than her medication, right, Ma?
Yeah, it works way better, and one, it doesn't make me fall asleep, and I don't seem to be having as much memory loss as I used to have.
Exactly.
That's terrible to say.
Yeah, it is.
That's a medication that a doctor gives you literally makes you start having memory losses. I'm like, no, time to say adios to that one.
Exactly.
Okay, we got to go. We got about 30 seconds to close the show. Darlene will be here next week for Jesse and Melanie, and who's leaving Thursday tomorrow. And for me and Darlene, we will talk to everybody mañana.
Yes.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.